Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Kathleen lives in Aurora, and her preaching is entitled, Use Your Gift.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." Significant to me are these portions of the passage. They were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. The harvest is abundant. After instructing them thus, gave them authority over unclean spirits. Cure the sick, drive out demons. These men were given authority, received instructions, or sent. They were true disciples, acting as their teacher would act, performing great acts of kindness and healing. Or did they? Did they all hear the instructions the same way? Did they all look out at the crowd as Jesus did, and see troubled and abandoned people who seem to be as sheep without a shepherd? Maybe one, without even realizing the extent of the authority bestowed on him, was there for the healing of a condition, like maybe constant headaches or anxiety. Another may have used his authority to sit and visit with a single mom whose teenage son was becoming too much of a challenge. Another may really have been able to kiss a leper clean. Yes, I like to think each entered the harvest call with a particular gift, and Jesus, their master, was counting on them, be it small or a deep and heavy condition. The disciples of long ago have left the responsibility now to us. As you perceive the needs of the harvest, what is your response? Is it tiny or major? We're not all making use of the same gift. Maybe it's a once-a-week visit to a hospitalized parishioner. Maybe it's making sure a handicapped child is included in a game. Maybe it's seeing a heavy load on someone and taking on some of the weight. Maybe your discipleship is a smile and thank you to a weary cashier. Maybe it's volunteering to be a catechist. Healing may not be visible immediately, but oh my, it sends valuable messages in our 21st century way of driving out demons and curing illness. Watch for the demons. We must be good disciples making use of our gift and not criticizing another who may not have that gift, or not much in the way of gifts at all. Maybe their gift is to welcome our gift to her or him in their need. Define demon. It probably is a negative entity of some sort, and our grace-filled touch can perhaps erase some of the pain and make our world better. We are called. Yes, the harvest is abundant.